You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, along with my partner, Dave Carson, who's joining us from the UK. Welcome back, Dave.
Thank you, Rainey.
Today, we've been talking about best practices in mentoring, and now we're going to discuss how to evaluate your mentoring program. There are really two things that we evaluate, Dave, when we're doing an evaluation mentoring program. One is the program itself, and the second piece is, did it help mentees achieve the objectives for which the program was created?
Absolutely. A formative and summative evaluation, if you like, Rennie.
Yes.
I think the second thing we need to know is how to interpret the results. When people talk about evaluation, one of the things that jumps out is if it's scientific or not. Well, of course, some of the data collection in an evaluation will be what we call quantitative and considered to be scientific. For example, the number of times people met, how long the meetings lasted for, etc. But, you know, the real information we want is qualitative. And this is where we find out what the program really meant to the participants. It's not like a phenomenological research. In other words, what did it mean for someone to be on that program?
Absolutely.
How did it feel to be on that program? And some of the issues that come out here are really key, I think, to even changing the way an organization works. I don't know about your own thoughts and the evaluations you've done, Rennie.
Well, I think you're correct that it's really important to look at the results, not just from a scientific perspective, which I think is difficult to quantify because mentoring is about a relationship, but to see what people report as the experience they had. It's the experience, I think, that's most critical. You know, when you have people standing up who are practically near tears, and this has happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to you, basically saying that I can't believe in the 3 months that I've been with this my mentor that it's been such a powerful experience. You know, I wouldn't be here were it not for my mentor, or my mentor has transformed my life already, and I've only been in the program a few weeks or a few months. I don't know what kind of value you put on that, but that to me is much more valuable than whether or not, you know, 16 people went through the program and rated their having learned about, you know, engineering principles on a level of 1 to 5 on a scale of 5. I mean, that's important to do that, but to me the real power of mentoring is it affects the experience of the individuals within that particular relationship.
Absolutely, and I think recently in an evaluation done, and I mentioned this program before with the City of London Police.
Yes.
A diversity program. But some of the comments, particularly from female police officers, was incredible. You know, a lot of police officers have real issues to deal with. And some of them, you know, particular maybe to personal issues, dealing with family issues and trying to match, you know, the job with the family. And it's very difficult for some people. And the mentoring program has had a tremendous effect on female police officers. And they've been able to talk with the mentors about some real issues. Whereas before, these issues probably would have just gone on until
Absolutely.
Maybe someone left the
yep.
job completely.
Yep.
Good officers, yep. there are a good career in front of them, and they've just left. So,
Absolutely.
As you mentioned, Rennie, I don't know what sort of value you put on that, but I think it's important up front when we set out on our mentoring program to discuss the evaluation so people, you know, begin to realize what's entailed in it and how it's going to look, because sometimes people could be disappointed if they don't get a lot of quantitative data.
Yes, yeah.
And figures. And yep. really, it's what lies underneath that
exactly.
we know that really counts.
That's right. They're missing the point in some ways when they focus just on the quantitative as opposed to the qualitative experience. And here's an interesting fact on mentoring programs, Dave. According to the book, Mentoring in the Business Environment, Asset or Liability, says research carried out in a sample of top business executives revealed that those who had mentors earned more money at a younger age and in addition followed a career plan and found greater pleasure in their work than those executives who did not have mentors.
Well, that's outstanding, Renny, really.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I'm always grateful for the people who have the time to do the research and come up with figures like this, because I think it's, you know, this is information that people are really looking out for.
Yeah.
When they're considering, particularly, a mentoring program. So that was a really good point to mention, Renny. Okay, we've received some listener email that applies to our discussion today, Renny.
Okay.
And the first one is from Rick in Atlanta. And Rick asks, I found this topic very helpful and realized that based upon your two rules concerning no direct supervisory line and also no direct communication between a mentoring manager and the mentor, that our design has a fatal flaw with respect to the role of the mentoring manager and the mentor. And Rick goes on to say, in our company, the mentor is the boss of the mentoree's manager because we felt that this would strengthen the focus of the mentoree's development, since both managers will be able to coordinate the development process. Ready?
Dave, I have to do this. I mean, really, this is really terrible. Well, Rick, I have to tell you that I've encountered this scenario before, and I think it illustrates exactly what Dave and I have been saying about mentoring versus coaching performance-based programs. I mean, people thinking that, you know, the manager of the manager ought to be the mentor of the employee. It's just a bad idea. It's what I call a misguided sense of mentoring. And I think that imagine the dynamics when the mentors would be discussing my boss, when I would be discussing it with my mentor. Because the number one thing that all mentees talk about to their mentor is their boss. So if my mentor is my boss's boss, you can just imagine what dynamics happen with regard to how my boss feels about me and how my boss's boss now feels about me and my boss. It's a really terrible idea and should be avoided at all costs.
Well, Renny, you know, I hope that we've given a good answer to Rick, and he understands that and he's able to do something about it. Because if they don't do something about it, somebody in that organization is heading to becoming a mentoring moron.
Absolutely, Dave. That's exactly correct. You have hit the jackpot. And that's why we've asked people to send in their stories, both positive and horror stories, to eradio@management-mentors.com, and we're going to share those on a weekly basis with our audience. So don't be a mentoring moron. Be a mentoring marvel and learn how to be mentoring appropriately. Do we have another question?
We've got another question, Renny. And it's from a listener in Boston. It's Patty, and she writes, with regard to the role of the mentoree's manager and the mentor by not having them communicate, I think the company is losing very important information and not being able to tap into the mentor's knowledge of that mentoree. It doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Well, Patty, I understand where you're coming from, and I don't disagree the company would benefit from tapping into a mentor's knowledge in the mentoree, but I think that that good is far outweighed by the negative consequences. A mentoring relationship needs to be one that is separate and confidential, and the value of the mentoring relationship is greater than what you might lose by not having the mentor and the manager speak about this issue. And unfortunately, I think we're out of time, so we hope you'll join us next week where we'll be discussing mentoring return on investment, getting the most from your mentoring program. Email us with your questions and also your positive and negative mentoring experience at eradio@management-mentors.com. Thanks to listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. I'm Amy Petrin, along with David Carson. We'll talk to you next week. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining Renny Petrin and Dave Carson of Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World. If you'd like to learn more about mentoring, visit management-mentors.com. And be sure to tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Voice America Business Channel. See you next week.